Children are passing people queuing for drugs day and night at the Oliver Bond Flats complex in Dublin's south inner city on a scale never seen before, according to local TD Angus O'Snoddy of Sinn Féin. A quarter of all drug seizures in the local Garda sub-district are made at the complex. Residents of Oliver Bond say children's lives have been corrupted. They want the state to intervene. Well, Deputy O'Snoddy joins us now from our Leinster House studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. You made a very telling intervention in the last night in relation to the situation in Oliver Bond. What have you seen and what have you been told about what's going on there?
Well, I've been told kind of that day in, day out, kind of including Christmas Day, there are queues of addicts and people looking for drugs, a variety of drugs. They queue outside, they queue up the stairwells and kind of they purchase various amounts of drugs or shoot up in the complex themselves. Children have to pass people on the stairs having shot up, taking drugs. They have to pass people engaged in sexual favours for drugs. They see this day in, day out, and therefore they're being corrupted. And this is a very resilient community who are planning refurbishment and regeneration of the complex. But they've had enough. They've put up with drug dealing in their complex over the years. But in recent times, it seems to have got worse. And despite some effort by the Gardaí and raids on flats, it just seems to continue day in, day out.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, on my way into studio today, I said, look, I'll see for myself once again. And yes, they're sitting around waiting on the delivery, obviously. There was about 10 characters sitting there waiting on the deliveries so that they could get their drugs. And most of these are not from the complex. They're coming from outside. But there are spotters there, young kids often, who are spotting for the drug dealers.
Yeah, and we've had proposals this week for to make it a criminal offence to groom young people in presumably just that sort of activity. But the residents who've long complained about this, Angus O'Snoddy, are they getting any progress at all? I mean, you mentioned the Garda activity, but Dublin City Council are responsible ultimately for the complex, aren't they?
Dublin City Council are the landlord. They have a huge job of work. Part of their job that they say is to fast-track the regeneration. But in the meantime, there are tenants in there who are allowing their flats to be used to hold drugs, to allow people to shoot up and the likes. And that needs to be tackled. That's antisocial behaviour. That's criminal activity. And kind of it should stop as quickly as possible.
How do you think it should be tackled?
Well, the extra resources in Garda Síochána, thankfully, in the last week, there's additional guards put into the drugs unit. They need to be seen active and ensuring that this is not happening in a complex, that there isn't the type of footage that is out there of queues of people being organised kind of on their way up to a certain flat in the complex, that there's more raids and more drug seizures. And the council needs to back up on Garda Síochána action so that the tenants who are facilitating this are not allowed to live in that community.
Angus O'Snoddy, TD for the Dublin South Central constituency. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.